This clip was recorded for the UK Wine Show. For more information about the UK Wine Show, you can go to ukwineshow.co.uk. Hi, my name's Chris Scott and I'm here with Anne-Victoire Monrosier. And we're going to be talking to you about your Vicky wine. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you for inviting me.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. You're a blogger, a social media type person. You've got family from Beaujolais. Quite like Beaujolais. Beaujolais is one of those regions, I think some people get a perception that's not quite right about it. There's some really good wines coming out of Beaujolais, and some people, we're recording this the week after Beaujolais Nouveau, and a lot of people sort of associate Beaujolais with that, but there's some really good wines coming out of there, particularly the Crus.
Yes.
And I think your family's got a vineyard in Fleury.
Yes, that's right.
And that's one of the Crus, isn't it? So there's 13 Crus, I think, in Fleury.
Ten Crus.
Oh, 10.
So there is 10 Crus and then Beaujolais, Beaujolais Village, Beaujolais Blanc.
So what we're going to do is we're going to talk a wee bit about your blogging, and we'll touch on a little bit about Beaujolais, et cetera, as well. But before we get into that, I think you started about 10 years ago. You said you started about 10 years ago into that, but I think your family had a vineyard, but you were born in Paris. Is that right?
Yes, I was raised in Paris, born in Paris. My father, the vineyard comes from my father's side, and I would always go there for my holiday. But my father was working in the edition newspaper industry.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. So media.
He was helping newspaper to grow.
Yeah.
And then he launched his own newspaper, the Free One for Paris. And then it didn't work. It was before Metro, you know, and 20 minutes, all this free newspaper.
Oh, yes, yes, Metro. Yeah, yeah.
The vineyard belongs to the brothers and sister. And my father is a winemaker. So he went back to school to learn about winemaking, because he didn't know.
Yeah.
We always came for the harvest, and, you know, my grandfather was managing it. But so he had to start from scratch, kind of, and I got worried.
Why?
Because he was over 50 years old. You know, he was not.
Your grandfather or your father?
My father.
Okay.
He was around 50. And I just graduated, and I thought, my God, he's going into this big adventure on his own. My mom didn't, she supported, but she didn't really work, she doesn't work in the vineyard. Mm-hmm. And I thought, how can I help?
How old were you then?
Well, I was probably 20-something.
Okay, so you finished all your education.
Yes,
a few
I
years.
Was in London, credit crunch 2008, I think.
Yeah.
Went back to Paris to work in communication and learned everything about social media in a big PR agency that was going digital.
Yep.
So in the agency, they told me to give the example to our clients. One of our clients was MySpace, social media that's disappeared now.
Yeah, yeah.
But we need to show the example and open a blog as employees. So we all had a blog in the team, in the digital team. And I thought, what can I write about? And I started to the Miss Vicky Wine blog and Twitter and Facebook kind of at the same time. Twitter was quite big at the time.
Oh, 2008, yeah. I suppose you don't think of Twitter being that old, but it was.
For digital workers, you know,
like
me. Not everyone, of course.
No, no.
That's why I got, you know, social media for me was a boulevard. I could speak English. Mm-hmm. I was starting into wine. I was a woman, young. I was the only one like that, you know. So I started to send private message to every wine blogger in America, sommeliers, everyone, you know, that was influential on Twitter and wine in America. I started to get in touch and make friends and following their stories and took example on them, I guess, learned from them.
Yeah.
Then can't remember the first time I went out as a blogger, but I started to be invited by PR agencies because blogging was getting trendy.
Mm-hmm.
Bloggers were people you wanted to have at your events. And there were very, very few wine bloggers. And I think I was one of the only women. So blogging is now gone, kind of, you know, it's changed.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not gone, but it's transformed into micro blogging, being big on social medias. You eventually write for a newspaper online or you blog a little bit. But it's not like bloggers at the time were very active.
Yeah, and influential, and they were writing quite good. It was almost like a newspaper. Well, it is almost yes. like a newspaper article, isn't it? Well, some of them can yes. be.
So I learned so much from sommeliers I've met, winemakers, marketers in wine. I was going to the Wine Bloggers Conference. I was one of the only French going because it's always a problem with language.
You know? Yeah. Was that with...
Ryan and Gabriela.
Yeah, from yes, Spain, yes. from Portugal.
Yeah, I still have all these friends from then, and they are here today, you know.
Oh, I haven't seen Gabriela.
No, not them, but the friends I've met going all around the world, they are here today. Most of them, Robert Joseph. Andre Riberino, I don't know. A few I can see in the corridors.
Yeah. We're at Wine to Wine at the moment, which is a conference in Verona, Italy.
Yes. So anyway, that's maybe not the main point, but I got lucky in my own ways. You know, I worked hard. Mm-hmm. I really tried hard on social media, and it worked. Also, I had a very distinctive image. I was... often dressed in pink. I had a little duck I would carry around, so I was very easy to recognize as a person. A little duck, yes. I had like a rubber duck.
A rubber duck. not a literally.
Yeah. Yeah, and at the same time, so that's all started at the same time. At the same time, I rapidly finished my internship in this company, and I thought, well, you know, for the price I was paid in this company, I could become an entrepreneur and make the same very easily. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And gradually make more. So I started doing afterworks, wine afterworks. So Vicky Wine Tasting, they were called.
Oh, okay.
I would go in a different wine bar every month with different theme, like Burgundy or pink wines or whatever wines. And winemakers would come or send their wines. And young people my age would come and have a party with wine and food.
Yeah, nice.
For 20 euros.
Okay.
A ticket. So that's also very important. I was going online and offline as well.
Yeah.
So I could meet the people. They would follow me, talk to their friends. And that's how I became...
Vicky Wine.
Vicky Wine.
Miss Vicky Wine.
Like on the long term, you know?
Yeah.
Not just like this.
Yeah.
And then I thought, well, here we go. Let's sell the Fleury, then the family wine.
Yeah.
And because of my communication, was quite different from the one of the vineyard. They had very classic labels. I didn't know how to sell that. I've created a Vicky Wine label.
Yeah, I've seen them. They're quite funky. Is it you on the thing dancing?
Yes. So that was how I started, because my blog logo was the silhouette.
Oh, okay.
That's why it's like that, because it comes from the digital, my wines. So... I took the image from my blog and transformed it in the wine label.
Yeah.
And then because I launched other wines, I kept the same ID and developed so that it looked consistent. Mm-hmm. But now I've got in a second phase, a bit more mature, where I switched the silhouette on my new wines to some other type of visual, you know, that also looks like me, but. Okay, so I went very broad. I was selling Provence. I was selling Bordeaux rosé. I was selling lots of rosés.
And that was to your audience who followed the blog, or was
yeah,
it in general?
To anyone, you know, yeah. Trade. I mean, it's not only online. I'm not that big on online sales, actually. Mm-hmm. That's going to be what I'm going to work on next. But being online and being strong online doesn't mean you have to sell online.
No.
It really helps selling in traditional channels.
Yeah, because it's easy to sell if people's got an awareness of the product.
Sommeliers are on Facebook. Restaurants have Facebook pages.
Yeah.
Journalists are on Twitter. So it doesn't matter. You have to be online. Even if you don't want to be selling online, you have... Well, it's a good thing to be online, to be seen, especially if you have... Vineyards are usually far away from cities. It's hard to get to be seen all the time. Maybe you don't feel very at ease with journalists. It's a good way to start an interaction and then go to really meet the people.
Yeah.
Two days ago, I had a private message on Instagram. It was a client in Paris that I've never met selling my Beaujolais. And saying, oh, here it is. Look at, send me a private picture saying, look, we have it on shelves. I would love you to come and, you know, test the food and share it on your Instagram.
Yeah, yeah.
They are asking for that. They want that.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
And so I said, yes, with pleasure. You know, I will come and then say, well, come with a friend. We invite you for the evening. Mm-hmm. It's just how I've met my agent in Canada. It's how I've met, I don't know, a lot of people I work with now.
Mm-hmm. And so do you use the blog more as a networking tool? It sounds like it's your blog and your online presence is really to open doors for networking.
It helped me to learn. So I know lots about wine.
Yeah.
From everywhere.
Yeah, yeah.
I've been invited to South Africa, everywhere in France, Italy, you know. And I feel more comfortable with my family because I have this knowledge. And my family that, okay, you want to help us, but how? You know nothing. So my dad, you know, or my cousins, or even I'm legitimate with my family. That was the first important thing. And with myself.
Mm-hmm.
And then it gives you ideas, network, all sort of things.
Do you think it's more important to have a good web presence and that's a key element? Or do you think it's more the networking that you've done on the back of that presence that's helped you sort of develop your brand?
For me, the one-to-one is the most important. So you might work on your image, but where everything happens and when you start having a private conversation or public, whatever, with the person that follows you.
Mm-hmm.
So you have followers, but you have to know who they are.
Yeah.
And get in touch with the ones that you think, you know, are interesting.
Yeah, okay.
For any reason,
yeah,
you know. Yeah. Because you think the restaurant looks perfect and nice and you would like to be there because you would like to eat there. Or because this journalist, you like his article and you would love him to try your wines. Or maybe you really love Japan and you think, well, how can I reach Japan?
Yeah.
And then you start monitoring conversation about Japan and wine and you find
opportunities. Okay.
You
said earlier that blogging is sort of not as big as it was maybe 10, 15 years ago. What are the big social media things now for wine? Is it Facebook? Is it Twitter? Is it Instagram? Is it WhatsApp? What do you think are the key important social media channels?
Well, Instagram is quite important for the food, travel industry, lifestyle, fashion as well, because it's very visual. And wine is quite visual.
Yeah.
Vineyards, you know. So I think it fits. And also it's quite big at the moment. But, you know, I was on Google Plus.
Oh, they've shut that though, haven't they?
Yeah, I was quite big because I had some opportunities to do big big public videos there. And so I got lots of followers. But it's gone now. All my followers are
gone.
Ghosts somewhere.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
You never know. I think Instagram is important. But LinkedIn also could be, you know.
Mm-hmm.
For professionals.
Yeah, yeah. What about YouTube?
YouTube, yes, but video is you have to have some skills for that.
Mm.
You have to feel comfortable showing your face, talking in front of a camera. So unless you take some professionals to help you and you invest money in making videos, if you're not naturally good at that, it's going to be difficult for you.
Yeah.
Because if it's done wrongly and if you have 100 views on your video, okay, and you spend 2 days shooting, that's complicated. And
yeah.
Spend €1,000. So video, yes, but you have to have the community to share it. So maybe you have maybe you work very well with the customer direct because you send a paper mail, like snail mail to people. Maybe.
Yeah.
And then you have all this mailing list, and then you can push your video in newsletters. I think newsletters are very important still.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm not very good at newsletter because I'm not very good at taking people's email.
Mm-hmm. Oh, getting the details, yeah.
Yes, that's a job, you know.
Yeah.
And you know the... Okay, social media is very important, but that's just one part of the tools you need to have. But if you have a, if you have a family vineyard for 10 generations that's been selling direct to consumer, that's gold. And you will want to maybe send envelopes and newsletters to everyone every month, where you will push your videos, you will push your social media there. But it's as important. Like some, it's not because you are on social media that you're going to stop going to wine exhibitions.
Yes.
You know, so it's just don't give up everything because you started social media.
And what about just for the consumer? Because we have a mixture of trade and consumers listening to our show. What sort of things do you think a consumer, if they want to get good information about wine, should look for on social media?
Sorry. What consumer?
So if you're a consumer, so a lot of the stuff you're talking about is how, as a wine creator or merchant, you're using social media to sell your wines. But if I'm a person who's purchasing wines, I'm a consumer, what sort of things on social media should people be looking at if they want to get good value out of their social media as a consumer, as someone who drinks wine? You know, is it, you sort of said Instagram's quite good for photos for vineyards, but if I'm a consumer, what sort of things should I be using?
It really depends what type of consumer you are. If you like Bordeaux, expensive Bordeaux, or you're drinking Prosecco, it's going to be quite different. Everything exists. I like Vivino as a wine app to look at ratings. I like to read people's comments. Also, they are getting very good at suggesting wines that match what you've liked before.
Okay. And they are, I'm going to talk to
I think, you know, for me as a winemaker and wine drinker and one person, as a winemaker, I check out the people that have tested my wines, and sometimes I try to get directly in touch with them. Or as a wine drinker, if I Vivino a wine, like I take a picture of a label and comes up in Vivino, I have access to all the other drinkers.
Do you use Vivino to contact people who drink your wine and rate it?
I did. It didn't work.
Why?
Because they didn't reply, because probably they like to take pictures on Vivino, but they don't really go there very often on the app, you know?
As a social.
But then if you really want to do it well, you can find them on Facebook or Instagram, or, you know. Okay. Also, it's been, a, you know, you have to be very, to do it consistently. But that's, I'm sure, if you sell millions bottle, then you're going to have millions nuts on Vivino, and this is going to be, there is a real potential for you there. The more grades you have on Vivino, the more people that you can grasp that have tried your wines. But anyway, so otherwise, now Instagram, I think you just need to find the critics or Instagrammers that fits your identity. Maybe you like this blogger that's always showing herself in dresses and in vineyards. Or maybe you like this sommelier that's only putting pictures of labels. You have just to feel comfortable. You have to trust.
Yeah.
Okay. It's like in real life, really.
Yeah.
Not everyone will follow the same journalist or...
No.
Or read the same newspaper.
No. Everybody's different.
You know, where, how to find them? Well, I think you start to follow one. You look at who comments or who is. Instagram is very good at bringing you to places that looks like you.
Okay. All right, then. I think we're going to wrap it up there, Vicky.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.